This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday! Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 28th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday, boys.
Happy Friday. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello. What's up, everybody?
Running the three-man show with EB at a volleyball tournament. He did turn in his survivor pick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I believe he advanced. I believe Cakes advanced using Duke, even though he said he wasn't going to burn Duke. He did.
I didn't want to burn him.
Yep. I don't believe Jason Bishop advanced. You did not survive.
Well, I mean, it was an epic collapse by Arkansas. It was just, you blow a double-digit lead with 4 minutes to play. That's just typical of my survivor pool luck.
That would have been a nice pull if you get a 10 seed through this late in the tournament.
Yeah, well, I wanted to save some of the other one seeds. I had used a couple high seeds.
It was risky.
It was risky, but, you know, what's the percentage of chances of winning when they're up 13 with 4 minutes to play?
I mean, if you go on the ESPN predictor,
98%?
That point, it's probably 95% or higher.
Do they do that for basketball?
I've never
noticed that for basketball.
I'm not sure.
Maybe. It's very high.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Well, Maryland is one of those teams.
You three are still alive.
Maryland is one of those teams that is not in the field anymore, and we don't know what's going to happen with their coach.
The future's very uncertain at this point.
It's still a mystery, and it's just a crazy story. It really
is. Before we get to that, the game was, look, it was a 2-point game at halftime, and then Florida just came out and dominated in the second half.
They're a better team. I mean, they're deeper.
They out-rebounded the Terps by 22.
That was the biggest thing.
I mean, just if you're just not going to get second opportunities against a one seed, and you're going to turn the ball over a bunch, had 11 turnovers, you're just not going to win that game.
I mean, the only reason they were kind of in the game in the first half is because all the turnovers that Florida was committing in the first half. They committed a ton. Florida wasn't that great in terms of taking care of the ball in the first half. And then the second half, they just kind of ran away with it. And you could kind of tell that the Terps players were spent last, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes. You could tell they were just spent getting up and down the court. And Florida just likes that pace of play, man. And they're deep and they're good and they're a one seed for a reason.
And look, if you rely so heavily on your starting five and one of those starting five gives you a donut, which Miguel gave you last night.
Yep.
that's going to be tough to recover from.
Sure.
So, really good run. Sweet 16 for the first time since 2016.
Yep.
But they bow to the one seed.
My cousin, Toddy Waddy, Todd Bishop,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, we've talked about him before. He and his buddy, JB, are friends with somebody pretty high up in Maryland athletics.
They're connected.
And okay. They went out to the game. And, I don't know, first 5 minutes of the game, after I think Maryland had like 3-point lead,
mm-hmm.
cameras panned to my cousin.
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah, my cousin, big Toddy Waddy.
He's featured in the crowd.
He was right there. He and JB slapping each other up.
I did not realize that.
And but it was pretty funny.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say about the rebounding margin is, remember when Willard gave the smart aleck response to the reporter who asked him about the NIL, uh-huh. and he just went into the whole, he avoided the question and went into the whole breakdown of Florida star player. And then at the end, he just talked about rebounding. He's like, and if we can't rebound, we can't beat anybody.
Well, he was right.
He's completely right.
He was concerned for a reason.
There's no way around that. I mean, they got out rebounded by Colorado State too.
Yeah.
They just hit a huge shot at the end.
Weather, right.
But look, no shame in losing to a one seed. Would have been nice had it been closer. Turned into a blowout with about 7 or 8 minutes left.
Yeah.
But this is what happens. They ran into, Florida looked like a buzzsaw last night. And they did, like, one of their better players was sidelined for about 80% of the game.
Yeah, Connor was out.
So,
correct.
Queen was awesome. Nobody else really on Maryland was that good. I mean, Reese was early.
Gillespie hit some big shots.
Gillespie had 13 points in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
If not the first 10 minutes, he was on fire. But they kind of just all died in the second half. But look, Florida, their guards are legit. All right? They're deep. They're one of the deepest mm-hmm. teams in the tournament.
They can stroke it, man.
They're just really, really good.
Yeah.
So it was a great season. And now the biggest story, of course, is off the court and what's Willard doing.
Totally.
Does anybody believe he hasn't talked to his wife about the situation when he says that? Does anybody in the country believe that?
I do not.
Does anybody believe he hasn't talked to his agent? I don't believe it.
I almost don't know how he goes back. Valdez, do we have the audio of Willard
Valdez is in the hotel?
Over there. It's our guy,
oh, that's
Max.
Right.
Max
Sorry.
Is running the board today.
Mad Max.
No Valdez today. You're stuck with me, boys.
Yeah. Valdez is he on a golf trip?
I believe so. I think he said he's going to Kingsmill. He'll be in Williamsburg.
Oh, that's right. He's in Williamsburg.
So he can play golf, and then he can go like do the Colonial Tour and make his own candles.
Correct.
And blow glass and do that all that other terrible stuff in Williamsburg.
Right.
Well, I know this. When they showed that scene, and Cakes is saying the boos were sparse, but it's a moment where the fans at the hotel are trying to pump up the players and everything.
Yeah.
And they're cheering for the players and everything. And then Willard goes by and boo!
There are a few boos. One of my people.
It was probably my cousin, Toddy Waddy. It sounded like him.
It may have been.
But I know this. I put up an early poll of the day. I put it up last night, right after the game.
Yeah.
Our drink Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka. Surfside lemonade and vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can find them at liquor stores in variety 8-packs. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's just, do you want Kevin Willard to remain the Terrapins coach next season?
I kind of have mixed feelings at this point, man. Everybody tells us he's a great coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like to see a Final Four on a guy's resume before I call him a great coach. But who am I to determine whether he's a really good X's and O's guy or not? I don't know.
What do you think the fans are at on the voting?
Oh,
almost 700 votes.
Oh, I'm going to guess 80% do not want him here.
I would say 75 to 80%.
73% right now say no.
Yeah.
Do not want Kevin Willard back.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on that, or you can vote at Junks Radio. Our pal Bobby Bancroft, who I used to play soccer with for about 15, 20 years, pointed out Kevin Willard now 4-7 all time in the NCAA tournament. Now he had lesser teams, I would say.
Yeah, but he's
tough.
He still has a great resume. I mean, he brings the Terps to the Sweet 16 in his third year. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I just didn't think the way that he was talking was worthy of a top 10 paid coach in all of college basketball. Well, but
okay, but we don't know what how those discussions are handled. We don't know if he goes in there and goes, all right, I want to be paid as a top 10 coach, or if Maryland just says, we really want to keep you and we'll pay you like a top 10 coach. Mm-hmm. That stuff we just don't know. But his comments are just a mystery.
Yeah, the way he handled things during the NCAA tournament run, I mean, he butchered it about as badly as you can do it in the public perception.
Right.
Like, he could have kept everything in-house. I guess he just said, look, I have a forum here where I can air the grievances that I have with the school, with the program, with the revenue sharing, and he chose to take it instead of just keeping it all behind closed doors and keeping it private. I don't know if that was the best look.
But think
for him.
About this. Think about what he said in the press conference initially when he was calling out the school and basically calling out Damon Evans for not providing enough funds for the basketball program and paying too much for the football program. He had an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said that. Damon Evans going to SMU.
Yep.
And then last night after the game, he says, my biggest concern in life right now is I don't know who my boss is going to be. The guy who brought me in here, I really like.
Okay.
That's what he said.
He's all over the place.
The guy who brought me here, who I really like, appreciative of him bringing me to College Park, is not here. I don't know who we're going to hire.
Let's listen to Willard say it.
All right, we'll let him say it.
And then you tell me if you believe him.
Right now, my biggest concerns in life right now, you know, I don't know who my boss is going to be. It's the guy that brought me here, who I really liked and appreciative of him bringing me to College Park, is not here anymore. And I don't know who we're going to hire. And that's, as in today's day and age, that worries me a little bit. I'm just being honest. My honesty got me in trouble. Might as well keep getting me in trouble. This is going to be a family decision. I love College Park. I love Maryland, you know, but there's, when you're at this point in your career and you're looking at things, I have to take everything into consideration about what's going moving forward. But I have not even talked to anybody, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Like, you could.
Does anybody
could
believe
still,
that?
Like, I guess he could still like Damon Evans, but
as a person,
he just still has issues with the way the money's divvied up. Like, you could still like your boss and you can have a disagreement with that person about the way things are run.
Yeah, but right? The way he said it, it almost sounds like he says, I wish he was still here.
He's trying to...
Which he probably doesn't.
Well, I can't imagine, yeah.
I think he's just trying to sell everybody on he's unsure.
Right.
And then when he leaves,
that can be an excuse. He can be like, you know what? The Maryland AD, the athletic department, was a mess.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Villanova, if that's where he lands, is more stable. And, I mean, he's probably not going to come out and say it, but you guys aren't going to dedicate millions upon millions to your football program. And more of that money is going to come to me in the basketball program, which I'm sure is something he's been weighing.
Here's an example of some of the social media responses. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. From Skooma Steve. Dude is a low character individual for putting these young men through such a major distraction before the biggest game of their lives. Good riddance. I think a lot of people feel that way.
I knew that was going to come out, and I understand why the fans feel that way, the whole distraction part of it. Even if Willard didn't say this, none of this came out. If he signed a 10-year extension 2 weeks ago, Maryland wasn't beating Florida.
Right.
So I'm not going to go there, and I'm not going to say that this is the reason Maryland lost, but it's just befuddling that he's making these comments. Is that a word, befuddling?
Yes.
I don't even know if it's a word.
Good word, solid word.
But I don't get it. I don't believe them. Mm-hmm. There's no way I believe that he hasn't talked to his agent or he hasn't talked to Villanova or he hasn't talked to his wife about it. Does anybody believe he hasn't talked to his family? He basically said, the most important thing to me is my family and happiness for them. So, of course, he's talked to his wife. just make your decision, bro. If you want to go to Villanova, go to Villanova.
Oh, he might be today.
And you're working hard to put food on your family.
It should have been announced after the game.
Well,
he shouldn't be, I don't know what I'm doing.
I think he's trying to make himself look good.
Oh. He doesn't look good. He can't make himself look good.
Yeah, it's hard to look good.
He was getting booed walking out of the hotel when he brought his team to the Sweet 16. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, to be fair, he's getting booed by one guy, the guy that was shooting the video.
Okay, well, all those callers we took yesterday, the Maryland fans, they would have all booed.
I can read you more tweets.
People are frustrated.
There was video of a bar from College Park.
Was that Looney's?
He was one of them.
Yeah.
And
that's where
the
Thomas
entire
Mooney
crowd,
was.
All the students were booing him when he came on screen.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not just one guy.
Yeah, he's not a popular guy in College Park right now.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Keep it here.